Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today, as again, we are going to do what I feel like I'm being led to do. And I hope all of you are enjoying this and joining me and have taken up the challenge to be in prayer every single day for this nation. We are in a bad place. I titled the show, before we get started here, with The Truth Shall Set You Free, but I actually titled the show Free Speech, Free Lies. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We will have a guest, but first let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you once again today as the parable of the man bugging his neighbor in the night for a loaf of bread over and over again. We come to you to ask for your watch care over our nation. We the people have forgotten whose we are. We have allowed the leaders to take this nation down a path of lies and corruption. For such a time as this, your people rise up and petition you for help. Bring us back to you, O Lord. Guard our president and his family. Guard our vice president and his family. Give them the gifts that they need to lead this nation through what it is continuing to be an uprising of evil and a tumultuous task for our president and vice president. Reveal the lies and let your justice prevail with truth and righteousness, your righteousness. May we be ready for the consequences of what is about to take place. Keep us strong, make us bold, and may we be girded by your word and your righteousness. We thank you for the continued blessings in our lives and for this land. It is your land, flowing with milk and honey. So many resources, natural resources coming from you. Make us wise stewards and keep us ever thankful. Thank you, Father, for CSC Talk Radio. Bless and peace. Please use me and those who sponsor the show. Keep us in your care and help us to be in your truth always and to convey that to all that we come in contact with. Let us not lose our sense of humor, but remain with the joy within our hearts that throughout these days, only you can bring. We ask your forgiveness and we pray that you will put your blanket of protection over all of us, over this nation. May we, your people, for such a time as this, be your instruments. We pray this in Jesus' name. We're going to have some fun with politics today as we bring you some ways of seeing the truth a little different, maybe, and knowing what it means and fighting back as best we can. Daniel Turner of Power of the Future is our guest today. We always welcome him and enjoy his wit and his slant on what's taking place, not just in the energy realm in this nation, but the political arena. And we welcome back Daniel Turner. It's so great to have you here. I've teased the title, as I mentioned, Free Speech, Free Lies, after you had told me what you wanted to talk about today. That was kind of what popped in my head. How are you doing, Daniel?
I am well, Beth Ann. Thanks for having me on. And that is a perfect title for this show. So yeah, you should be a headline writer.
Well, I need to be something. Oh, I'll tell you, I hope you appreciate and understand. I just felt led here a couple of weeks ago to start leading the nation at least as best I can on CSC Talk Radio in prayer, because I am in such fear for our current administration and many that are in there. You know, it was last Friday that Tlaib says we're trying to figure out how to arrest the cabinet. And I'm thinking, if people didn't think we had a coup going on, that should have been proof right then and there. But I am very concerned, and I know you are too.
Absolutely. And I think it's wonderful that you have instituted this call to prayer, because, you know, our country, I think if you look at it historically in terms of its relationship with religion and the church. It has its ups and downs, and it's been, historians have mapped out how, you know, our founding fathers were Christian people, but they weren't necessarily the most devout. They weren't exactly all church-going people. There was a great period of religious revival. Of a religious depression after the Civil War. I think many people saw butchery and brother attacking brother, and there was a period that religious attendance fell off because people were they felt God had abandoned them, maybe. But we come back as a nation, and maybe we're at that stage right now that we are less church-going than we have been. But we'll turn around. That's the history of our people. We'll turn around, and we'll come back to God.
We never expect everyone to think the same way or to believe the same way, but, you know, a respect of others. And that's what I see missing, is a respect for Christianity and other religions. I see a disrespect, kind of an in-your-face type of disrespect. It's not even just a shrugging it off. It's a total and out verbal disrespect. And you know, it's really cumbersome. And I think we see what it's doing to the nation. And, you know, we have so many, you know, when you tweeted when you texted me what we would talk about today, I had to kind of chuckle because I didn't know which direction to go. I was looking up some of the things that's going on in the energy field. I was looking at your website and I thought, well, this is perfect because that's what I listen to the night in and night out, you know, day in, day out, as I watch, different pieces of the news. And last night, of course, it was all about the Turkey and the Kurds and how they're not getting along like they ever did. They never have gotten along.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth Warren, she's at it again. And, you know, unfortunately, it seems like we're getting used to being lied to as if that's okay. And it's not. It's comical to see her backing it up. But I wanted to talk to mention that to you today about what's going on with her, and if you're watching how Hillary comes out, and it's just crazy, absolutely.
Yeah,
crazy.
And it is a bizarre story. If your listeners don't know, just in a brief recap, Elizabeth Warren repeatedly tells this story. It's in her stump speech, and actually Tucker Carlson did a funny montage of it last night.
Oh, it was funny.
Iowa, Texas, and New Hampshire, and it's the same line. And she says in 1972 she was teaching. She was visibly pregnant by the end of the term, and her male principal, seeing that she was pregnant, replaced her with another teacher, and she lost the job. And she says, then she talks about this as part of her fight for women and women's equality, et cetera. But then someone unearthed a video of about 2007 when she was a little known academic, right? She was just a Harvard professor before she became political. And she tells the same story, but she says, well, I was teaching in 1972, but I didn't have my teaching credentials. And they actually made an exception for me to teach. And so after that term ended, I left because I had to go back to school to get more credits. And in that process, I decided I didn't want to be a special ed teacher. And you think, boy, that's interesting. In 2007, she remembers something differently than when she became political. How oppressed are you when you have to make up your oppression? Maybe Jesse Smollett knows something about that as well, right? When you have to make up your oppression, you're not a very oppressed person.
she wants to put on this facade of being the female, the poor white female that was looked down upon. And it's not that those things didn't happen. I don't think she was ever the poor white female. But it's not that those things didn't happen and still happen with women and with men. You know, you want maternity or paternity leave. It's not that those things don't happen, but it's the fact that she lied about it. She's telling us now that she was lying back then. And we're going, well, when do we know when to believe you? How
exactly.
do we know when you're telling the truth? I hear the music. We're headed into a break. I'm going to hold off on the phone calls for just a little bit. Let Daniel and I kind of get scooted on here, and then we'll open up the phone lines at 877-895-5410. And Daniel and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-388-3888. 862338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I started to say free speech, free lies. That's kind of what you're listening to. We're going to try not to lie to you. Our guest today is Daniel Turner. We don't speak lies. We tell the truth. We just try to have a little fun with it. You know, we were talking about Elizabeth Warren, and she's all about the reparations, too. And I'm thinking, well, is she going to pay? Who's she going to pay to make up for what she did when she had the position as a professor, telling them that she was a person of color, that she was a minority, that she was Cherokee. And we find out that she is not. Is she going to pay reparations? You know, it goes on and on and on with their rhetoric when they're running for when they're campaigning, when they're running for office, they're trying to please whoever it is they're talking to. I did get a big kick out of Tucker last night on many things. And by the way, the listeners, if you want to hear a really good show, Tucker's was really great last night. You know, he should pay me. I'm giving him an awful lot of plugs. and but when he was giving, playing over and over again what she kept saying, you know, I kind of envied her. She's got her speeches memorized, and she just gets up there and says the same thing over and over and over again, just in different audiences. And but she was definitely playing the female card, you know, trying to get sympathy. I was a pregnant female, and principals used to do back then. They wish you good luck, and they hire someone else.
And what I find appalling about this is obviously the lie itself, But in the lie that she has repeatedly told about being Native American and how it caused so much family discord that her parents had to elope because one family wouldn't accept the other, et cetera, she not only made up a lie, but she also sullied the reputation of her grandparents. And I wonder what her cousins think of, wait a second, grandma and grandpa didn't act like that, and now she's doing it to some high school, you know, elementary school principal. He may be a deceased. If Elizabeth Warren was 22, she could be, you know, long gone. But somewhere that teacher's name exists, and maybe that principal has kids. And they must sit there and say, my dad didn't do that to you. Right? So if these are casual victims of their lies, who are going to be the more victims when they get positions of power, right? Look at how comfortably they use people to help their own career. Suddenly Absolutely. We think when she becomes president, she's going to take care of us?
I don't. First of all, I don't think she'll be president.
No.
She's making all the rich people mad. They don't want to sponsor the Democrats with Elizabeth Warren, so I don't know why she's still running. As I heard rumors of that a week ago, that they were going to, the wealthy donors were not happy with Elizabeth Warren. And did you hear that too?
I did. And what's interesting is she has an ongoing battle now with Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. And I'm no fan of the Silicon Valley big tech world. I am generally afraid of it. And I think it's being used to censor and to silence conservatives. But if Facebook was used strategically to help Hillary Clinton, Facebook's COO, Sheryl Sandberg, was embedded with the Hillary Clinton team, you know that the Facebook staff did a couple of things to help one side versus the other. If Mark Zuckerberg makes a very public speech that he does not like Elizabeth Warren, isn't it safe to assume there are going to be some Facebook staff who are going to do a couple of things to hurt Elizabeth Warren's social media presence? I think that's just logical, right?
You know, they've been mad at me on Facebook. I'm gonna blame Rudy because he keeps posting things as me, and then they block me. And but apparently we go too fast sometimes, so we get blocked. Mm-hmm. And it has really cut back. You know, I probably shouldn't be confessing this before a sponsor, but it really cuts back on who's actually viewing, how many people can view the video that we do during the show, which, you know, that's not what the show really is, but that's a part of it. That's an arm that we've kind of added to it. But they constantly go after us. And so he shared something again yesterday as me and immediately got blocked. So it kind of makes me feel good on one side. I must be upsetting somebody's apple cart. That's a good thing. And then on the other side, it's frustrating because I'm just a little peewee that can't see. I have Rudy, but I don't have big people that I can go back and have them attack or at least confront them about what they've done to me. And it's just an ongoing thing over the conservatives. So, yes. And then, you know, Daniel, something you post when you're 20 years old or 23 years old and now you're 50 or 60 or whatever, it's going to haunt you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's watching what you post, and there's and this was not in the U.S. This is an actress from overseas, and she lost her acting job because she had posted something. She's a woman of faith, Christianity. Just, you know, I don't think it was mean or anything, just that she believes in same-sex marriage. She lost her job.
Mm. Yeah,
so,
and
you can't post who you are or what your faith is.
No, and the amount of censorship of conservative and conservative views is staggering in the tech world. And it's a great segue into something we were talking about when we were texting each other before about the show, was look at the censorship when it comes to our treatment of the People's Republic of China. Right. Mm-hmm. And how the NBA, this should be a bigger scandal than it is. And it's not, because the media is a bunch of lapdogs and they are doing the bidding of, you know, they like big communist dictator states. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, an NBA coach commented on the freedom fighters in Hong Kong and just said, we need to support them. The Chinese NBA market is larger than the American market. I am sure the officials in China did not like an NBA coach calling out China for attacking the freedom fighters, and he was forced to issue an apology. And then one by one, all the players lined up and came to China's defense, saying it's such a complicated issue, and the Chinese government is a wonderful organization, and the NBA just censored. The NBA has decided we don't care about democracy. We don't care about freedom. We don't care about American values. We care about money. And if we make more money in China than we do in America, well, then we are going to say what China wants us to say, to the point that it is censoring. Now imagine if a coach had said something like you said, just said right now, about whether it's same-sex marriage or abortion or something. I wonder if they would be given the same latitude as they are for China.
Of course not. Of course not. Now, you know, they came out and said this isn't just about money. It's not just about growing a business. It's far more than that. But at the same time, they were right on board. The NBA was right there with the NFL when Kaepernick was wearing his hate cop socks and kneeling instead of standing for the national anthem. Well, that's all about free speech, and we should support him, and we need to stand by him, blah, 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 or kneel by him, and blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
When they said stand for these freedom fighters over there in Hong Kong, whoa, back up the truck. We didn't mean free speech there.
Exactly. Steve Kerr is the coach, I believe, the Golden State Warriors, and he is one of the most vocal, woke, quote-unquote, coaches in the and he's one of the most in all of sports, really, militant anti-Trump lefty, and he tweets nonstop about every issue, always sharing his opinion. They've written glowing profiles about how he will not be silenced, etc. And he was asked about this controversy, and he said, "I've been seeing things on the news, and it's complicated, and I really can't say anything more." And I thought, boy, oh, boy, Steve Kerr, when it comes to Jussie Smollett or when it comes to Donald Trump and the wall, you have very well-informed and sharp opinions. But when it comes to men and women in China who do not want to be taken over by the communist state and getting beaten and shot by the government, you have no opinion. Isn't that amazing how falsely brave the left always is?
I wouldn't call them brave. I wouldn't say that, but I would say they're very bold when they're speaking out against somebody like the conservatives or President Donald Trump. But when it comes to their pocketbooks, they shrivel up pretty quick.
Yeah.
And so it's not about free speech. It's about who they want to hate and who will line their pockets. If it was something here that would line their pockets, then that would be different. Although the NFL did lose quite a bit over Kaepernick. And it's just amazing to me that people don't seem to really appreciate the freedom, the free speech that we have in this nation, and the freedom we have that's been given to us by great sacrifice by so many. And there's not one family in this nation that hasn't made such a sacrifice somewhere along the line. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to open the phone lines, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Daniel Turner and Beth Ann will be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-978. 6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All-American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. MyPillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All-American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All-American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Daniel Turner. I have failed to even tell you who he is, but I think most of my listeners know. Daniel Turner is the founder of Power the Future. You can visit his website. I encourage you to do that. He's got some great articles there, some great blogs, some great information there at powerthefuture.com. That's powerthefuture.com. And if you just would rather, you can go to my website, csctalkradio.com. Click on the Power of the Future icon, and you'll go straight to his website. Daniel, we do have a caller. We have Tim from Iowa. He's been a long-time listener since way before Beth Ann. How are you doing, Tim?
Hey, Beth. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, thank you.
You know, if we remember the old MASH TV, MASH there, the TV show,
yes.
Frank Burns always had this saying, individuality is fine as long as we all do it together. And
right.
I kind of noticed there's this, I had a friend that posted something on Facebook today from this gal named Ann Voskamp. And if I buy her book, I'll live the abundant life, Beth. I'll have the abundant life right before me if I buy her book. And she does the daily devotional thing.
Okay.
And, yeah, daily devotionals are great. But her daily devotional today says, criticism kills community. Compassion creates community. Criticism can be a careless reaction. Compassion is a careful response. Criticism makes you more like a judge, and compassion makes you more like Jesus. Well, what's the goal here? Is it to denounce criticism or promote compassion? What do you think?
I think we need both to some degree. You can't just accept everything that's being told to you. And if you've got somebody that's lying, I think you need to call them out. I think Elizabeth Warren needs to be called out.
I posted a response to this. It says three lessons from Jesus on handling criticism. And exactly what you're saying there. But see, that's what I mean. I mean, most everybody, when they're talking about compassion, they want to promote that. You pretty much leave the criticism part out of it, but they'll catch on to compassion. And because you're being compassionate, you learn to be less critical and jump to conclusions and make sure your criticism is constructive.
I was going to say, well, that's true, too. We do need to have it constructive. But I was going to say, are they talking about compassion or compliance?
Exactly.
The government, we see it as compliance. Yeah. You know, they want us to just, you know, ignore the lie, sit down, shut up, and just accept what's going to happen here.
Yeah, and Daniel, thank you for bringing up the China deal. Because, see, when we get conditioned like this, we fail to question things. And the China deal, it's just another market to these people anymore. They don't care about they aren't compassionate. So you know, and now they want to criticize us, say we're unchristian like if we're bringing up constructive criticism and pointing that out.
I agree, Daniel.
I know. I appreciate your comment, and yeah, the China scandal. Like I said, I think it should be a much bigger issue. But I think the media itself is afraid to promote it because they have markets that they have to keep happy and they don't want to enter into this controversy. And the first person to stand up to China since we gave them most favored nation status under Bill Clinton, the first person to stand up to them is this current president. And he does get no support from a lot of Republicans, from all of the Democrats. You know, I mean, they are the world's leader when it comes to pollution. No one criticizes them on that. They're the world leader when it comes to toxic waste and plastics in the ocean. No one criticizes them on that because they're so eager for their markets. I love the fact that President Trump is saying, we don't have to make things in China. We can make them here. And I genuinely believe, and Beth Ann, we've talked about this before on your show, that Made in America song and label, I genuinely believe people would spend more if they saw that label, because they do not want to make things in China. It is not our responsibility to give, and this is where I'm not a Koch brothers globalist, it is not our responsibility to get China into a middle class economy and to give their poor jobs.
Absolutely.
That is the job of the Chinese premier. Our job is to protect Americans and America
Absolutely.
First, and I believe that.
Absolutely.
That's exactly right, Daniel. And like I say, I think a lot of this, this Ann Doss camp, I think a lot of these critics of President Trump look at Twitter as he's criticizing back, and he's not using this judgment, but he's presenting his side. He's pointing out. He's pointing out on truth when he tweets. And the thinking behind this criticism kills communities. I find that very offensive.
Recently, one of the presidential candidates, I believe it was Kamala Harris, actually asked Twitter to suspend the president's account. And I thought, boy, that's very typical of communist China, right? When you're asking a platform, we don't like what he says on Twitter, and you should suspend his account because she says he promotes hate and he promotes division, and they use all of these buzzwords. And that is kind of the standard practice of the left, right? If they can censor their critics and shut them down or turn off talk radio, which they hate, the fairness doctrine, which they love, scary times that these people running for office who they want to decide who has a platform and who doesn't, who gets a voice and who doesn't.
And, you know, devotionals, daily devotionals are nice, you know, like you said. But if all you're getting is warm fuzzies and you're not being challenged, then you're just getting a stroke on the back, and you're not really being challenged for life. And that's what we need. We need to be challenged. Now, while the two of you are on the phone right here with me, I see a great danger in what's going on to the president right now with this coup, and it's definitely a coup against him. And you didn't necessarily want to go down this, at least you didn't say you did, Daniel, go down this road. But while we're talking about China, while we're talking about foreign entities, I believe what the Democrats are doing have put us in grave danger globally. And I think they have to be obviously aware of that, because many of them are making deals with these foreign entities, foreign governments, and diplomats, and on and on and on. And I believe they are trying to stop Trump, President Trump, from getting anything accomplished on the global realm. And I just wanted to get both of your opinions on that. I'm going to let Tim go first, and then we'll let you finish it off then, Daniel. Tim?
Yeah, I agree with you on that. But I would also add, I think we found out why Bolton quit. Because pulling the support out of Syria was probably something that was one of Bolton's pet projects. We've been there a long time. The war in Syria is basically over. And mm-hmm. I don't think we needed to commit any more resources to that situation. Yeah, it's a bad situation that the Kurds are kind of left there on their own, but you know, I think it's a lot of this, and Daniel knows, he's there in the cesspool. A lot of this stuff goes on between parties, and there are projects that the best way to get them to cooperate with each other is to have a common goal in a foreign policy or business interest overseas.
Daniel, what is your opinion on that?
I agree 100%, and I have a real problem with this because I do not believe America is the world's police force. We have gotten involved in conflicts for moral reasons, but we are in Syria because there's an economic interest to the European Union, and it is not our job to protect the European Union. NATO exists. Amen. The European Union exists. Let American boys and girls come home.
Amen. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate the call. Thank you, Daniel. We're heading into a break. Daniel will be with us. I have one more question I want to ask Daniel about this same topic that we were finishing up with here, because I think it's really putting us in a bad way and putting our president in a bad position on a global scale. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have with us today Daniel Turner of Power the Future. You can visit powerthefuture.com. Hang in right here, because we're going to be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. And I'm just gonna throw this out there, Daniel, and then I'm gonna just turn the show over to you and let you, go whatever way you want to go with it. But I have a little bit of a fear of what the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans are doing to the president right now on the global stage. Because he's been trying to negotiate these trade deals. And China is pulling back now. They're waiting. So these foreign entities, these foreign governments are going to stand back and say, wait, we're just going to wait and see what happens here. And they have to realize that this nation is in turmoil in D.C. Nobody's getting along. So how are they ever going to come together to battle with us? And I think they're putting us in some pretty dangerous waters. And I believe they know they're doing it. I don't think they care about the safety of the American people. They don't care. They want us to stay over there into these conflicts, keep our young men over there. I really thought Tucker Carlson had a great show last night explaining some of the things with NATO and Turkey and the Kurds. Things that, you know, I'm not well educated in that department, and I thought he did a very good job with him and his guests and putting it all together for me. But what I see with this impeachment and with what they are doing by getting his phone calls, his phone messages, and publicizing them before the global arena is really putting us in a bad position.
Absolutely. It's putting us in a terrible position in terms of international relations. And there is this odd phenomena amongst the left. There have to be some moderate Democrats out there who don't believe this. I know there are, but sadly they're not vocal and they're not leaders. But yeah, exactly. But there is an odd phenomena of this belief that America is not a force for good in the world, that America deserves has some sort of comeuppance, that we are obligated because of our racist, xenophobic past, et cetera. Exactly. We do owe everybody. We haven't done enough for the world. And that is kind of their fascination with global orders. That is their fascination. You talk a lot about Agenda 21. That is their fascination with the UN. That is their fascination with global courts, you know, the international courts, international criminal courts, et cetera. Mm-hmm. They want America subjugated to a larger, unelected international world. And proof of that, just ask any of them running for president if they think mm-hmm. America is the greatest country in the world, right? If America has a preeminence. Our former president said, I believe in American exceptionalism, but the Swedish believe in Swedish exceptionalism and the French believe in French, and our exceptionalism is just the same as theirs. I'm paraphrasing, but that was his answer. American exceptionalism isn't unique to us.
I don't remember who it was last night, but they were talking about China believes they're the best nation. They believe in themselves. Yeah. They love themselves as a nation, even the oppressed ones. They love themselves as a nation. You know, they love the land that they grew up on, that they were born on. And they're teaching us not to. So who do you think is going to win those conflicts? The people who don't believe in their land, or the ones that do for whatever reason? And, you know, it's to me, it's that we are really going down the wrong road. And AOC comes out. So let me throw this out. This is totally maybe a different a topic here. But AOC comes out. Not only should we be paying, we should pay welfare to every illegal alien that crosses the borders down there. I know that was dirty language I used there. Well, what's next? Are we going to pay welfare to every poor person across this globe in every nation just because we're not good people? So we have to pay everybody welfare? I mean, when's it going to stop? We can't do that. We can't survive as a nation.
It's the question I would love to ask any of them if had the chance. But what does it mean to be an American? Because if you are Beto O'Rourke and you say that we have to take down all of our borders and anyone should be allowed to enter the country for any reason, if you are all of the candidates running for president right now on the left, they all deserve the same access to the welfare system, to free health care, to not just free education in certain places where you have to pay. They get better rates than American citizens. Illegals get free in the New York City school system is one, and parts of Texas, illegals get it for free, whereas the citizens have to pay. And you scratch your head and say, so then what does it mean to be an American if anyone has access to the same privileges? If anyone can come into this country and claim the right to vote, the right to health care, the right to, does being an American mean we just have to pay the taxes and if you're a male, get drafted to the war? What is the privilege of being an American then? And there doesn't seem to be any. And I think the left likes it like that. It's about time America suffers for what it's done in the world because they don't think America is a great nation.
Well, the more they beat us down, the more they're able to control us.
Yeah.
And it's all about control in a socialist government. You know, just you. One of the articles you had on your website, you know, canceling warm homes and Christmas trees at the U.S. Capitol. They're not going to allow them to cut wood or cut trees down, I guess. And
exactly.
So what's going to happen in this national forest? They're going to burn, just like they have out west. They're going to burn because they're not keeping them cleaned up.
Exactly. This is this bizarre mentality of, and it always comes back to rural America, right? They have much greater concern. The left does have much greater concern for the immigrants crossing the border. And there's no doubt we don't wish them ill, and no one wants to see people suffer and drown and risk. But that also doesn't mean they should be allowed entrance in free access. They care much more about 19 children who switched out their mango-flavored tobacco and put an illegal marijuana one in, and they died in the vaping thing. And 19 deaths is tragic, but every day 20 veterans commit suicide in this country, right? 70,000 people are dying from opioid overdoses per year. And almost all of those opioids, yeah, and they all come from China. And here's the NBA bowing down to China, and yet they're infiltrating our country with drugs. They're one of the leading smugglers of human traffickers,
yes.
and we're acquiescing to them because we want them to buy our jerseys. I just think your priorities are screwed up.
Or make our jerseys.
And again, yeah, and the president, exactly, make them at a good price. And again, the president's the only person who doesn't just stand up to China, but he stands up for America. And I do think that is going to translate. That is why impeachment is their only option. This impeachment charade, it's not even an impeachment what they're doing. They're just doing politics. And we can talk about that another time, but there is a whole legal process that has to go through.
And they're ignoring it.
So yeah, they are. So we have to keep fighting and keep our heads up high and not give up because they're trying to wear us down. And we got people here to help us, Beth Ann.
Well, and it's people like you. We've got folks on every front. And you standing there with our power for our future in so many ways. Not just our energy, but we need power in the future in so many ways, Daniel. And I appreciate all that you're doing. And I just can't thank you enough for what you've done here and for what you're doing for this country. Appreciate it. We are out of time. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. Look up powerofthefuture.com. It's powerofthefuture.com. You're going to love some of the articles. They may upset you a little bit, but you're going to love getting educated and knowing the truth about what's really happening. Daniel, thank you so much for doing all that you do to bring America home.
Needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller, but now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.